call him LY. Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore's best, Larry Young. Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Baltimore City, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
Good morning, Madam Mayor. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Hanging in there, Madam Mayor. Wow, I tried my best. I got a copy of the Public Safety of the City report, and I tell you, I was struggling to catch it, get through it. I could not finish it, and so I apologize that I'm going to have to basically count on news accounts for right now. But Madam Mayor, before you get started, I think it would be helpful if you could think about it and let us know. I'm thinking about putting some time aside here on the show the first week of December and do a morning 9 o'clock to 9:30 and have the department come in and talk with us and break the report down. So for those who can't get a copy, won't read it, but will know exactly what's in it. I'm willing to put that kind of time commitment to it. If you can think about that and tell us who we might get.
I would love to make that happen, and I'll have my office follow up with you. And I appreciate you wanting to take the time. You know, I keep saying it over and over. You understand how important it is to bring the truth, the real information to the community. And I'm very grateful that you want to dedicate that amount of time, and we'll make it happen.
We'll do it. Well, you released the report yesterday. Talk to us about it.
So the Wasserman Report, it's a thorough and thoughtful analysis of how we can move forward in an efficient and cost-effective way to make Baltimore a safer city. All of us know that we want Baltimore to be a safer city, and I think we believe in our hearts that we can. We know that crime isn't static. So, you know, what worked for us a year ago or 2 years ago may or may not be, you know, the right thing to do moving forward, because as we adapt and try to get smarter, so do criminals. So the report really validates the core of our current crime strategy, you know, focusing on the most violent offenders and gangs and drug markets. But it also underscores what I've been talking about when I've come on your show before, which is, you know, it has to be about rebuilding trust with communities and modernizing the police force in order to get us moving in the, you know, to ensure that we're moving in the right direction. So many of the recommendations have already been put into place. You know, Commissioner Batts is determined to make it a living document that we use to get feedback and discuss the public safety priorities with our communities. And, you know, it does focus heavily on the police department, but it also makes it very clear that there's a huge role for the community to play to make Baltimore safer.
One of the things I was noticing, Madam Mayor, the report offers more than 100 ways the police department can improve, including more foot patrol and having officers experiment with wearing body cameras to record interactions. So I said, well, if it's 100 some up, I've been there, we can't cover that in 10 minutes or in a half an hour. We've got to put some time in so that the public has an appreciation for the good work that can come from this report.
And I think that's great. One of the things that you should know is, you know, these are strategic recommendations that, like I said, many of them have been put in place, but many of them we're looking to get feedback from. So the fact that you want to dedicate some time, and hopefully that means people have a chance to read it or, you know, to review it ahead of time, so we can really have a thoughtful conversation about the recommendation moving forward. You know, some of the things that the plan talks about, or the report talks about, is things like this. Baltimore's number of 911 calls is so far askew from most big cities. We have, you know, so many people calling 911, and it's a culture, it's just what we're used to in Baltimore, that they don't want 911 calls in other cities. And what that means is we are constantly sending our officers on to follow up, to respond to these calls. Many of them are warranted, but many of them aren't. But, you know, once their time is used, they can't use it again. So we have to find ways to be, to kind of break that, the habit of using 911 for any and everything. So we can reduce the, so we can help our officers to be more efficient. We also talk about the lethal use of force, and we've already put forward, one of the recommendations was, to move towards tasers, and, we've put that into place. We've already moved that through the Board of Estimates, and the officers will be getting tasers, which will give them another tool in the toolbox to deal with a suspect, you know, that they encounter to be able to use force without using deadly force.
I think, Madam Mayor, that with this, and particularly as it gets implemented, this is going to be one more major accomplishment under your administration. I'm optimistic that we can pull the community as stakeholders into this and get all of us involved to do what we know is necessary, and that's to keep and make our city a safer city.
And I'm confident as well. I'm very optimistic. We had so many community members there yesterday, which really, in my mind, represents the potential for further and increased partnership with our neighbors. And we're not done. I mean, this was the plan that the Wasserman group put together. But there's more to come. You know, I understand the issue around violence is a complex issue that requires complex solutions, and I'm looking forward to coming forward with some great names, initiatives to help us further reduce violent crime.
Well, I appreciate it. I was just excited you were able to spare some time this morning. I understand you got doubly booked. So thank you for coming on board, and of course, we'll work with whoever you suggest to get a total package presented so the citizens and our family here at Radio 1 will know exactly what's going on. Madam Mayor, thank you much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.